Our text for this morning is the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 2. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. These are your words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When I consider what is done here in chapel on a daily basis, or what occurs in Christian congregations regularly on Sunday mornings, I am overwhelmed by the grace of God, the love of God for souls, for people, for you and me. These few minutes each day, as well as the time spent hearing the Word of God and receiving the Holy Sacrament on Sundays, are when we are gathered by God, when we hear the voice of the one who seeks us, who calls us by name, who knows us better than we know ourselves. This is a time when we should understand just what is at stake, to learn and to keep learning just why this matters. Souls are on the line, your souls and mine. Here is where God's word interdicts the attempts of the wolves of sin, death, and devil to single you out for despair and shame and death. It is good for us to consider this aspect of our gathering here because there are many within the church today who see these gatherings around the Word of God as time for frivolity, triviality, and for what is at best only marginally useful. In contrast to this, we must approach this time with sobriety and gravity, which demonstrate that we know what is at stake. Souls burdened with guilt are here today. Souls that are wounded by sin, that are hiding deep and painful secrets, that have received harm from those they trusted, that look out into the world and see only darkness. These souls need the healing work of the shepherd and overseer of their souls. The damage and sorrow that sin produces in us is to be met by the reality of this shepherd in all his fullness, his saving work. Nothing else will do. We are sheep that go astray. We just sang how we are perverse and foolish. And the author of the hymn, O Dearest Jesus, included the phrase, "The shepherd dies for sheep that loved to wander." And that is what we are and what we do. We find that there are sins that we prefer to faith in God and a life of love for God. We commit idolatry in a variety of ways as we choose to go astray instead of heeding the voice of the Good Shepherd. Such idolatry is not a sin for which only a quick fix will do. The church is not here to give you little band-aids with pictures of Power Rangers or SpongeBob or Spider-Man on them, as cool as we all think that would be. There are other places you can go for that. The church is here to give you Jesus and all that that entails. That is what the care of souls is all about. I watched the movie Stalingrad last week. Yes, I was in a kind of a masochistic mood. It was filmed in 1993 in German, and it follows a platoon of German soldiers into the horrors of Stalingrad. You can consider it the same type of movie as Gallipoli, All Quiet on the Western Front, and Platoon, movies that show the personal side of war that begins with high hopes and camaraderie, yet ends in great tragedy. Souls that go astray from Jesus, sheep that wander from the Good Shepherd, are those that enter the no man's land of life where the safety of the Savior is discarded for the brutality of death and imminent disaster. In this battle zone of hand-to-hand combat, we need more than advertising slogans, more than shallow platitudes. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Souls that are not in Christ are souls that are spiritually dead, with no ability to find what they need. And they are picked off one by one, like the German soldiers at Stalingrad, who knew they had to get out of there, but they could not. Here in this chapel dedicated to the triune God, you are given the way out of this. You are given the help you need, the healing, the salvation, the forgiveness. What is given out here by the preaching of the gospel is that which is solely the work of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. This shepherd, the one who knows you by name, allowed himself to be the sacrifice for us poor sheep. The wolves that surrounded him at the cross of Good Friday were the wolves aimed at us. Yet he put himself in the way of their jaws, having his life extinguished for the sake of the lives of the sheep, you and me. This same shepherd rose victorious on Easter morning, proclaiming the Good Friday victory in no uncertain terms. He is not here, he is risen, were the words of the angels to those who thought Jesus would still be in the tomb. Death cannot hold this good shepherd, nor will it hold those who hear him and trust his promises. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The love of this good shepherd Jesus is so great that he seeks out the lost, those who wander away, those who stray from the voice of the shepherd. As the Lord promised through the prophet Ezekiel, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. God still wants us to hear him, to trust his voice, to believe the promise of salvation that this pastor and bishop of our souls, the shepherd and overseer, Jesus, brings to us again and again. God grant that we will hear this voice with believing hearts and seek no other refuge than the one who says to you all, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, for you. I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need, and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Amen.